season finale edition, episode 26. That's a wrap for season 2, May 31st, 2012. So tomorrow is Friday. I will be at a sports medicine conference. Monday and Tuesday, both Bill and I will be at a sports medicine conference. So we will be out about the next 3 days, and then we'll have 2 half days. And then we'll be wrapping up the year. So we got to do the final edition right now. So that's what we're doing. Of course, I am your host, Jeremy Jackson. With me is...
Jack Hill.
Mariah.
Alondra.
Odo.
All right. So the kids are kind of just hanging out here today, throwing in their 2 cents if they want. Or if not, they're just hanging back. So we're going to wrap it up. Before we officially get started, I'd like to thank the Sports Medicine 1 students for... All their help this year. They helped out with all this stuff in athletic training with that broadcast. They kind of make it more interesting. So yesterday, asking Dr. Ott questions and stuff like that, and they just make everything a little bit more interesting. Questions or comments or whatever, instead of it's just me talking, everybody else. And then if you want to happen to listen live or join in the conversation, there is... Skype, which is PHS Trainers. You can call in and that should ring through. Or todaysmeet.com/sportsmedicinebroadcast if you want to type in and if you're listening live on Ustream. That being said, we get to the warm-up.
10-4.
All right, so that was Alondra. She's getting ready for her 15. When is it, next weekend? 2 weekends?
2 weeks, I think.
2 weeks. All right, so everybody go to Kima, party with Alondra.
On Friday, June 15th.
Friday, June 15th. Just tell them what Andrew sent you.
Kima. Where at Kima?
Kima Boardwalk. Kima, that place where you go and there's the rides.
Yeah.
Kima Boardwalk.
Okay.
No, that's like
a before party,
and then I'm having the 15th.
Oh. Got it. All right. So... all right. Sorry, a little distracted there. Like I said all this earlier. We'll be going on summer break next week, so we're gonna be finishing out today. This is episode 26. It would have been 27 if we could have rescheduled Crumby to fit in this year, but so that's 19 episodes between the wrap up this year and last year, and I don't think we did any during football season this year, so pretty good for our second season. So we went from number 6 last year was the wrap up to 26 this year. So what have you guys learned? Real quick, we'll run through our guests. We had Melissa Romel, the sports psychologist, Randy, Bubba, Mr. Metter, his daughter Morgan Sheen, Don from Rice University, Andy from HBU. We had the Christian Sports Medicine Alliance, which is, I believe, our first Skype one, and then Kevin Brown. That was our second Skype one. We had Dr. Ott, Dr. Barry Wise from the Chiropractic College, Chad Barrett, the assistant principal over at Adobe, Coach Sell, Lachelle Brown. There's a couple other people in between. Of course, my beautiful wife was on. So we'll kind of throw out there, see what you've learned in review. Doc, you want to start us off?
Wow, that's a lot. Trying to remember any of them. So, I thought it was interesting with the Christian Sports Medicine Alliance doing the Skype with what was her name?
Kara.
With Kara at HBU or at Howard Payne, and then doing Kevin, your friend, your high school friend, via Skype. That was pretty interesting. Now all the other guests were amazing too. So. I mean, throughout the year. So, I mean, got to learn a little staffing stuff. We got to learn a little bit about media, you know, your media outlook and all that stuff with their Facebook and all that. Got college information for the kids. Pretty interesting. Yeah.
As far as the
guests go.
Mariah, did you have a favorite guest this year?
Yeah, I think my favorite guest would probably be Mr. Metter.
Mr. Metter?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know, just the way his message and everything, the way he was talking, kind of like opened up my eyes, and like I really wanted to listen to what he had to say.
All right, very cool, very cool. Fernando, Brian, either y'all have a favorite guest or a favorite topic? Make sure you speak into the mic, please. You got to get up close.
Move.
Just lean up and speak into the mic.
Mr. Matter, because he said the cat does not live in my house.
So. All right, so Mr. Matter is quite popular. So Fire Launder, did you have a favorite guest this year?
The same one, because he had like such a special way in talking. It wasn't just lectures. It was like he would talk and you did want to listen to him. He, like, his way of just talking, like, actually made me want to listen to him and, like, be, oh, cool, really, keep on talking. I want to listen to you, you know?
All right. Very cool. Elda, did you have?
Oh, it was the same one. Like when he talked, like, he got, like, inspired. Like, when you hear him, like, you can't, like, not listen to him because he was, like, wise and, like, interesting. And,
yeah. All right. Anna, do you have anything different?
I really liked yesterday's with the neuropsychologist. It was just really interesting to me to hear about what, like, the symptoms and just everything that she had to talk about the brain. And that and Mr. Matter were just my favorite people, because Mr. Matter just had a way of talking that just made you want to listen. And it was just the way he spoke to us as equals, not like most of the people that ever went. So, yeah.
I like the show, too.
Cool. I like the with Prado, too.
Oh, yeah.
Prado was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Prado
yeah.
was funny.
But that was on ours, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was on y'all's.
Oh, yeah, that was on ours.
It was on the student podcast. So there you go. There's a little commercial for you guys. So that was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to have Mr. Prado in here, one of our assistant principals from Mexico. And so
I love
telling
him
stories.
Yes.
And Lachelle Brown. She was one of our first guests, I think.
Wasn't she the first girl, too?
Mm.
I think she was the first girl we did.
Maybe. I don't know. She was at the beginning of this year. Yeah, she was at the beginning of this year, and so,
yeah.
And she's with a Methodist, an outreach athletic trainer, and so just talking about what they do and all that kind of stuff. So, her experiences. Did you have a single favorite episode that you felt like you learned the most?
No, I think all of them were pretty much. I agree with all the kids about Mr. Matter. He just had a way of talking that, I think he. He captured all the kids' attention, whereas the others, they kind of lose attention a little, because some of them may talk over, you know, the knowledge level is kind of a little over their interest, but his interest was towards the kids as far as something they could more or less relate to, a little more broader scope.
All right, so students, I'm going to ask y'all real quick. Y'all and more or less agreed on Mr. Matter. And the way he talked to y'all and not, like, at y'all or something like that. Is there like, a definable quality, or is there some way specifically that other people that might be listening, you know, teachers or even me in general, might be able to communicate with you guys in a way that you don't feel lectured, like somebody said, or talked to, that you feel inspired to listen? Or is that just something that you have to have?
I think it's something you have to have. I don't think not everyone has that quality about them. Because there are people that do talk to us, and we listen, but there are just some people, maybe the way they carry out themselves, but I think it's just certain people that have that quality.
Were you about to say something?
Oh, yeah, like, maybe they could try to be more understanding if they're trying to talk to us, because, like, some teachers just, like, think, just because, you know, I get that they're an adult and, like, kind of what they say goes, but, you know, we're students and we're going to try to have our input in no matter what.
All right, so anybody else? Anything? Fernando's smiling like he wants to say something, but he's... Mike Chan, it's okay. Did y'all have something? No?
No. I was like, what are we talking about?
Blonde moment.
No,
I need to have that quality that makes Alondra listen. See, that's what I was looking for.
Just just say something random and she'll look up and then you have
yeah, I would.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously, being an adult, being a podcaster, being a teacher, I would want to possess a quality that inspires people, but maybe it's something I can continue to work on. Maybe it's just because he's, you know, a good bit older and
more... A wise man.
Yeah, maybe he's just
wise
older and more experienced.
Wise people are very, like, they get listened to
you
more.
You have a radio, like, radio guy voice, so that makes me want to listen when you talk.
Me?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah.
You just, like, kind of want to listen to Jackson and you hear what?
All right, so, Alondra, you said because he's wise. What about, like, your grandparents? Do you listen to them because they're older and wiser?
Yeah.
Do you tend to listen to them more than your parents?
Yeah, they've been, like, through more. They, you know, they know what life is about and stuff like that. I mean, our parents, you know, they're there. Yeah, they're there. But I'd listen more to, like, my grandparents than to what my parents say.
All right, so maybe just as I continue to develop as a teacher and a communicator and athletic trainer, I'll begin to possess and acquire the skills to motivate and inspire. So, all right. Anybody else have anything about the other guests? And this we'll come back to later. Any other really cool things you remember?
I don't remember the first person we interviewed.
I would have to look back and see.
It was a chick, right?
Was it? Are you talking about Lachelle?
I think the lady
from Methodist.
I think
she had to come twice.
Yeah.
She came on pajama day and.
Yeah, she came on pajama day. Yeah.
Yeah. So Lachelle Brown, she's kind of been a friend of ours for a little while, and then she works at Methodist. She does outreach athletic training. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I remember her.
Jackson, what was that one teacher's name that was right here at?
She works at Dayzwala.
Oh, yeah, that is her name.
Melissa Romel.
Oh, there you go, Miss Romel.
She was the sports psychologist. Yeah.
Yeah. My brother had as a teacher, but I couldn't remember what her name was.
Wow.
All right, anybody else? Anything about the guests? Nope. No? No? All right, so real quick, every year I teach Financial Peace University for my church. I learned something new there. One of the things that I think I get out of the podcast here is if you want to be something successful, then find someone who has done that well. So like with Dave Ramsey, he's, you know, a 10, maybe 100 millionaire or whatever. And so he is wealthy. If I want to be wealthy, then, you know, find out what he does and do it. If I want to be a good podcaster, find out what somebody who's good at podcasting is doing and do that. You know, or at least take notes and study what they're doing and find out what I can do for them. So I guess like Alondra or Anna said, find out what Mr. Metter does to inspire people and try and do that. So the way he's a leader, try and do that kind of thing. Everybody looks quite distracted today. Doc's playing on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Doc?
I'm not on Facebook.
He's lying. He's lying.
All right, so...
Believe what you want. Yeah.
That's our background music. Doc, what are you doing on your phone?
Doc?
All right, so again, the live stream was something that was cool that we added this year to the podcast. What do you guys think about the...
That it's on iTunes now? It used to only be on Android?
No, the live stream, where people can listen live and comment?
Oh, no, I'm saying, like, a different thing.
Oh,
like,
you're just throwing stuff in?
Yeah, I don't know.
I gotcha. So what do you think about the live stream, Doc? Mariah?
Duncan. Oh, well, it was kind of cool because we got to hear, like... input what other people would say, different questions other people would say, not just us.
Anybody so it was cool. Else?
You skipped Doc.
I know, Doc.
He had just taken a drink, so it was one of those awkward, you had your mouth full moments. So.
I'm waiting. I'll talk after y'all get done.
Do you think the live stream is something that you would be...
Just let her
laugh. That would be Alondra laughing into the mic because she thinks I'm weird. Okay, I'll go ahead and say I like the live stream because it actually makes it seem like we are actually doing more than just talking into a computer through a mic. So it actually brings more awareness to other people who are actually listening to us at the same time we are doing this podcast.
Right. Did y'all want to know why I left?
Sure, tell us.
Yeah, tell us.
Y'all don't know?
Yes.
Okay. Well, because Doc was like, well, I'll just wait until y'all call so you can talk. And then Doc was about to open his mouth and talk, and then Jackson started to talk, and I was just looking straight at Doc. I was like, that was funny.
Right. So,
lol.
With the live stream, do you think that's something that you guys would pay attention to? Like, say, I don't know, maybe if you're in band or orchestra or choir, if somebody was doing some sort of podcast or show and there it was on live stream, do you think that's something that you would want to listen to on your, like, in your class? Is this something that would interest you, like, in a normal class?
Yeah.
Like, to do this in a normal class?
Like, if you were, you know how, basically, if you were in the audience, you know how my wife usually listens?
Yeah.
So, if you were,
oh,
if you were in my wife's position.
Uh-huh. Like, at home, somewhere, would you, yeah, like, tune in to listen?
Ew, so we got funny people, you know, I'd be like, all
right. I would listen.
I'd listen. I mean, sure.
So, not? If you were in another sports medicine class, you would,
yeah,
you think this would be interesting to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also depends the type of people that you have. I mean, you just, yeah, don't want to have boring people, like, just talk about straight about
whatever
what it says exactly. I mean, you also have to put in something different, like
this is why
opinions and stuff.
I think this is why me and Alondra are in the same class. It was for a reason.
Yep, there you go. We need somebody with background giggling.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah,
sir.
All right, so I think that's kind of where I'm hoping to go with this is to... I put it out on my little Twitter thing, and I think it feeds to my Facebook. It says, you know, let us teach your class. So maybe one day we can be to where we're doing this podcast, and there's sports medicine classes across the nation or whatever, listening in and commenting in and that kind of thing. So we can kind of be the teachers for all sorts of different classes.
That'd
someday.
Be cool.
Of course, you guys probably won't be in the class. This class, well, certainly won't be in this class
from
next
now,
year.
Yeah.
But...
We won't be in this class next year?
No, you'd be in athletics or sports medicine too, but some of you won't, are just moving.
Aww.
On.
So I'll sneak on. Sneak
I'd
over
sneak
here
in.
If I do.
I'd be like, you gotta let me in. I gotta be on this.
Are you gonna, Alondra, did you get, are you having this class next year?
I don't know.
Did you sign up for it?
I don't know. I don't remember.
All right, well, we'll see. We'll see when it all comes around. All right, I wanted to thank my wife because... Like I just said, she's usually listens to them live right now. She's at the doctor because whenever you're, you know, within a month of having a baby, you have to go to the doctor like every single week.
Yes.
And so I think she's five weeks from having a baby. So she has to go like every week.
Good little boy, Jackson.
We don't know. We won't know until it's born.
They don't want. Oh, you don't want to know.
Until I hold it in my hands.
Oh, okay.
Girl.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Yeah,
cute.
It's cute.
It's going to be a boy.
Let's hope it's a girl so Jenna can have, like, a little sister. Hmm. That'd be, like, that'd be cute. Like, have a little pair.
He's going to have a baseball player and a football player.
Whatever.
A softball player.
Play piano or singing choir. It's all
that's
whatever.
Right.
Whatever they're really talented with, that's what we'll...
He's going to be a dancer.
Sarah's
so
supportive
towards all of this. And I think that's really nice.
Thank you. Will you say that, like, scoot up and say that one more time?
That she's so supportive of this, and I just think that's so nice that she supports, you know, you and the class and just everything.
All right, very cool. I just wanted to make sure she could hear that. And
it's a clapping moment, you guys.
And so, yeah, she's also real supportive of, like, the testing, like, because some things I have to test out at home because of the school internet, you know, it has filters and blocks. So
oh,
I have to try
yeah.
it out at home and see if it's just because of the school or if it's because of this, you know, whatever. And so, you know, she usually is patient and helps me out with that stuff too. So, thank you, baby. All right, one more thing that we've learned this year, impact testing. Did you guys help out with that at all this year, students?
What?
Did y'all go up to the computer lab? No, it was just the... I think Michelle did in seventh period,
did
right? I think we took this the athletic training. The kids that
Michelle
are in the
just woke
training.
Up, y'all.
Wait, didn't we do that? Like, no.
Yeah, I don't think I had y'all in there.
You had
the
us.
One day.
Yeah, you did. We
Michelle
had, you had us
yeah.
once.
Had us up there.
You had us once up there.
Once,
once or
took,
twice.
Yeah, you took
okay.
your class up there, yeah.
We were studying for the bone test. It was like at the beginning of the year. To learn something, we were looking up the words and writing the definitions. And you had the players in the middle of the room doing the test.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I
We were in the same room, but we didn't help out.
Gotcha, gotcha. So we started the impact testing, and we have about how many athletes, Doc?
What, tested?
How many athletes do we have?
Oh, total? Total athletes, we have about 500, 550. We only test in about a third of them that we tested.
So like 200 athletes?
200 to 300 kids we've had.
And so we're supposed to test that before their season starts.
Correct.
And so that was quite a fun experience because, you know, we got to depend on computers working on the internet, the kids behaving and reading instructions, which that was a huge problem.
Correct. And then next year, all we have to do is do incoming ninth graders and clean up some of the kids that didn't get tested this past year. So it'll be interesting how we do it next year to get the freshman footballers in before the season starts. So we'll see.
So what advice do you have for people that might be impact testing in masses next year?
Well, depends on the system that you're using. Be prepared ahead of time. Don't just walk in and think you're going to be able to get it going. Play around with the site to make sure you know how to get things logged in correctly, and maybe have the coaches school their athletes before that they to be prepared for the test, what the test involves, that they have to pay attention, they have to try, because otherwise it's not an accurate read. It's not a pass-fail test. It's a test to determine how your brain normally functions. So that would be a good advice, I guess you could say.
I would say don't sit them right beside each other either. If at all possible, if you have enough room or enough time.
Spread them out a little.
Because they tend to try and compete or goof off or get distracted. And when it's a memory or concentration test, they don't need to be distracted any.
And if there's a way to put plugs in their ears so they're not distracted, would be the best thing that I think would be. If you could put like headphones on them to where they don't listen to anything but they can't hear any distractions around them, then they could concentrate on the computer screen because it has to be done on computer and they have to do it. They test speed, they test memory, recognition. You know, it's just they have to concentrate and pay attention to the TV or to the computer screen. And they also need to make sure that they're fully awake when they do it, that they're not tired and, you know, they weren't up all night and they can't do it after a strenuous activity because their brain will be tired, especially if you give the test to them after they've taken a big test. I mean, that's the problems we're having. We're trying to fit them in during school time, and I never even considered thinking about what they did that day or what they did the class right before it. I mean, if they were stressed in a class on a test or they just got through doing an essay on a computer, typing it, and then they went and took the impact test, then they might just not score like they normally do. Yeah.
All right, so
And also know your athletes. If some are gifted and talented, they're going to score much higher than an average student just because they, you know. And that's one thing to have an accurate baseline so that when they do suffer concussion, you actually know, you know, what's normal, if they're reacting normal or not. And we had that in the podcast yesterday, so. That Dr. Ott talked about that. So.
All right. So there's some of our personal experience with impact testing. Make sure you look at the test first, know what you're testing, take it yourself first, have an idea of the questions that they're going to ask, understand that they're going to ask words like, "What is exhaustion?" or "What is," or some of the other words that they.
Oh, they ask them those questions in the information part. They ask them.
But what are some of the words that the kids had to have as defined?
Let's see. One of them was. It was things that they've. I can't even think of it right now. But
I know they would ask, you know, have you do you have any symptoms right now? And you had to explain to the students.
Yeah.
That means as you're sitting here, right here in front of this computer.
And
right
then some of them, if it was asking them about history, and I just told the kids, you know, if you don't know what the word is, then you probably don't have it.
Oh, yeah.
You don't. If you don't know, you know, if you don't know dyslexia, or if you don't know some of the other, I don't know, things that they ask, I'd have to go back and look at it. But, I mean, more than likely, you know. And another word was like anxiety. They don't know what anxiety, you know. They didn't know what anxiety meant. Or fatigue. That one really...
Yeah, that's what it was, fatigue.
Me. Fatigue. Well, what's fatigue?
Well, in the military, it's a set of... it's one of their uniforms, but...
Yeah, called fatigues.
All right, so... I would say the best piece of advice for impact is take it yourself, take your time, and think like a student would. Or run a small test sample with one or two students, and then roll out the masses. Yes,
and
Mariah.
Go ahead. No, I said don't let them try not to let them take it in Spanish, because more than likely if they think it's in Spanish, they're going to think it's the Spanish they normally know, and it's formal...
Yeah, it's literature, like Spain, Spanish.
It's formal literature, Spanish. And some of the ones that don't speak English very well really don't know formal Spanish. They have different dialogues of Spanish that they know. And they may know, you know, maybe El Salvador, maybe, you know, different dialects. And it's not the same as formal Spanish. So try to get them to do it in English.
All right, Mariah.
Go ahead, Mariah.
What is that test about? Like, all the athletes have to take it?
The athletes that are most at risk for head impact, and according to, you know, Dr. Ide, anybody from golf to tennis to soccer to, you know, but in our case, we have football, basketball, soccer. Baseball and softball. Those are the ones that are most at risk of getting a concussion, and so that way...
So we don't do swimming, we don't do track and field, we don't do...
volleyball.
Cross country, volleyball. Golf, bowling. Tennis,
bowling. Bowling's not official. Not a sport. It's a UIL. It's a club sport, not UIL.
It's not officially a UIL. What's the other sports we have? That's about it.
He said tennis.
I already said tennis. But those aren't really high-risk sports.
Yeah. They're non-contact sports. What? But
I mean, we did the contact sports and collision sports mostly. Or those that would have a chance of something thrown at them or jump in the air and fall. Now, considering volleyball does jump, but there's usually nobody colliding with them when they jump. Like in basketball, you could jump and somebody could
try getting the ball away
cut
from
in
you.
Front of you or whatever. In volleyball, the only person you have to worry about is your teammates in volleyball. So.
Or the pole.
Yeah, the pole.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what Mariah does. She runs into the pole.
Mm-hmm. That's why I quit. Yeah, I run into parked cars.
I think
that's
we've all
not
ones.
A sport, though.
Red ones.
Chasing parked cars is not a sport.
Red parked cars.
All right, so let's jump to our next topic. We're going to give a review of some equipment. I'm going to ask the students, hey, guys, you know the Asus tablet?
Mm-hmm.
This is the 10-inch tablet. So I'm going to ask you all to kind of give your opinion on that in a minute. And then also the Galaxy
tablet?
Player. The
tablet.
The big one that's the size of the iPad.
Yeah.
Oh, the one that I was taking. Okay.
Yeah, and then the one that they always take, the smaller ones that they always take the pictures with. But I'm going to ask those for those in a minute. But real quick, the hydration station from WisTech.
Wisin.
Yeah, it's from WisTech Enterprises. WisTech. We spent a good bit of money on that this year because we needed something that was motorized, that stands alone. And from the very first day we got it, it is leaked.
Yep.
I've called. Well, you can ship it back. How are we going to ship this thing back? Oh, well, you could bring it back. We're in the middle of football season. How are we going to bring it back? We work from 6 till 6 or whatever it is. We're not going to drive across town to bring this piece of equipment that's leaked since day one back.
Late? What do you mean late?
What do you mean? What was your question?
I heard late.
Leaks.
Leaks.
What are you talking about, though?
The pig.
Oh,
the white one?
The white one. And so this thing is leaked since day one. The handle is broken off, and we had to have it welded back on.
Yeah.
The front assembly thing, it is bent. And so just altogether, with the hydration station from Wistec, I've been completely dissatisfied. I even talked with one of their customer service people there, and they said that, you know, well, they'll be making some rounds in the spring, and they'll come by. Well, I haven't heard a single thing, and I have basically 2 days after today left of work here at campus, so I'm pretty sure they're not coming by to fix it. So, in my personal opinion, stay away from that product. Any comment?
Yeah, that's our personal opinion. Nothing.
Nothing against them,
but well, overall, does it work for you?
I mean, you look at reviews of products before you buy them almost always, and this is our review of this product.
Yeah.
So you know what they say.
I had a choice again not to buy it.
You know what they say though. Any publicity is a good publicity.
No.
Not necessarily.
No. Because when I look at the reviews and they say, this is awful, this is awful, you know, I've had a problem with this since day one, then, no, that's not good publicity. That means I'm like, oh, not getting that product.
Wait, it said bad stuff about it before you even bought it?
No. No, what I'm saying is, this is my review. I'm saying, typically, if I'm looking at product reviews and I see negative stuff, a lot of negative stuff, then I just don't get it.
Were you looking at good things whenever you saw it, or you didn't see the review?
There weren't like website reviews for this thing. It's not on Amazon. So.
But overall, does it work for y'all?
Does it work?
Yeah.
If it didn't leak and the handle wasn't broken, then it would be a really good product. Mm. Or if they would fix the product, it would be a really good product. But they won't fix it, they won't do anything about it, and if it leaks all the time, I mean, it gets the floor wet, so we can't get it ready. If we get it ready during fourth period, the floor is soaking wet by the time we get to seventh period to take it outside.
Oh, I did not know that.
So, all right, so the next one is all me. Camelback backpacks. I just got one for my birthday this year. It's pretty sweet. It's got the 3 liter or whatever it is, 100 milliliter, I'm not sure.
What backpack?
The Camelback, the one that...
When I ride
my bike to work.
Oh.
It has a little water thing in it so I can have my backpack and my drink.
You ride your bike to work?
Mm-hmm. Saves gas, gets me some exercise.
I seen you with it the other day, and you put the little thing in your mouth, and I was like, really, Jackson? You're like, what? It's hot outside, and I'm thirsty.
Exactly, you see? So, it was just really cool. I got a nice new one, and I'm highly pleased with the Camelback. This is the second one I've owned. The other one I let my little boy use when we're riding. So, I'm pleased with Camelback backpack. So, I just wanted to say there's good equipment there. All right, so now for the Asus ePad, the tablet, and we got the one that has the docking station keyboard. You guys use that most. What do you think?
Which one? The tablet.
You can take it off.
I think that's cool how you could take off the screen.
All right, so hang on. We'll start with Elda.
Like, I think it's cool how you could, like, take off a keyboard and just have, like, the tablet thing.
So did you find the keyboard useful at all?
If you're going to take off the thing, then yeah. But, like, I usually use the tablet. Touch.
So if you were to get it now that you've sampled it, would you buy the keyboard separate? Because you have to buy them separate. It's like an extra $100, I think, for the keyboard.
I think I might.
It's
also an extra, like, 8-hour battery. So it makes it, so it's like 16 hours instead of 8 hours.
I will buy it.
So, Elda, your professional opinion, would you buy the tablet and keyboard?
Yeah.
Yeah? Nona?
I would, because the tablet, when I write on the tablet, when I type, I don't, like, I don't know.
You don't like typing on the tablet.
I don't like typing on the touch screen, so I'd rather use the bottom part and have, like, more battery, so, you know. I don't have to get up, charge it, sit back down, get comfortable again. No. I don't do that.
All right. Anybody else? Go ahead.
Yeah, I would buy it, and I probably would buy the keyboard with it, because I don't really like typing on touch screens either, because, like, they're close together.
Yeah. Like, you mess up and then, like, gotta do it all over again. So.
Then your finger scratches another button.
Yeah. That too.
Right,
we're still old school.
So, has it been useful for you? Has it been a pretty good tool for you to use?
Yeah.
Satisfactory?
Yes, because we don't need to share only one computer. We all have something to do it to do stuff on.
And it's not heavy. Not like yeah, regular it's not laptop. Heavy. It's like heavy. This one's like all like light.
Yeah.
Alright, y'all gotta quit eating hot Cheetos because you're all coughing.
I'm coughing because I'm sick.
Can you hear me coughing though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, so Anna, what are your thoughts on the tablet?
That was nice. I wouldn't buy the keyboard itself. I don't know why, but I like actually typing on the tablet. Oops, sorry. And I like the webcam part of it because, you know, can use it. That is like a personal use. I like it.
All right. So, for the most part, people would buy the keyboard as well. The Asus E-Pad. I think it's a Transformer Prime or something like that. But it's the one that has the docking station and keyboard. So most of my students said that they would prefer to have the keyboard, but... you can use it either way as just a tablet or as a modified laptop type thing. It's a lot lighter, and with the keyboard, it supposed to last like 18 hours. Supposed to. All right, so now we're going to get to the little Galaxy players. They're like iPods, but they're 5 inches instead of, 3.5, I think is what the iPod is. So they have a 5-inch screen, and it's a media player. Reviews on that.
It's like a phone.
So, yeah, it's like the... Galaxy,
like the Galaxy S2,
but it's bigger.
Yeah, it's bigger.
I thought it was a phone at first.
Yeah, and then right, I saw like 4 of them. I was like, whoa.
What I liked about it was that you can't delete pictures that you didn't take yourself.
Oh, yeah, like don't have pictures.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how that happens. I think whenever you sign in.
I think it like synced into it.
Yeah, because it's an Android device. I think when you sign in with your Android account onto the device, it syncs those pictures onto there somehow.
But no, that doesn't
it's through my phone. My phone's not Android.
But did you have Google Plus?
No. At that time, I didn't have internet, so.
So I'm not exactly sure how that happened, but we deleted them. I did hook you up to the computer and deleted them. So, but overall, other than that, what do you think?
Other than that, they're good.
So compare it to an iPod.
Oh, I would buy the Galaxy. I would buy the Galaxy player.
Let's start off with Anna.
I would buy the iPod.
iPod, Elda.
The iPod.
Galaxy player.
Brian, Fernando.
Galaxy.
Mariah.
iPod.
So it's about split.
Y'all Apples.
I would go ahead and say the iPod is more of a polished product. It's more refined. Apple does a better job of putting a finished product out there. The Galaxy player is bigger. It gives you 5 inches.
Like
it's a lot
easier. Nice things.
The web.
Elegant.
I would buy the Galaxy player is like too big.
No, like I would buy it, but... I probably wouldn't use it as much because all I'm really going to use it for is like listening to music and probably watching YouTube every once in a while. Yeah. And yeah, it would be better because the screen's bigger, but it wouldn't fit in my pocket.
So you'd be less likely to carry it with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it would just be something I would... That would be something I could just leave at home and listen to stuff.
All right. So yes, it is quite big, 5 inches. I think it's useful for what we intended was to know, look at the web, to scan stuff with the QR codes, and then videos that we create or like CPR videos, that kind of thing. I would say
very good pictures, megapixels. Yeah, I've tested those out.
Yeah, so I'm just taking lots of pictures of herself.
It worked for Jackson. That device worked for you. And what we needed.
Yeah, because if you would have had like the iPod, it's a much smaller screen and it's like less things that the web page can fit in it. But in the Galaxy player, it's like it's bigger, so like you just have to like, scan through it and it's easier.
I agree. And it's about the same price, so.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you can also put a memory card into the Galaxy player it has more memory.
Yeah, memory card.
So. All right, anybody else? Asus tablet or the Galaxy player? Final comments? All right, so we did a couple different things to promote the sports medicine class and the broadcast and everything like that. So we printed up iHeart PHS t-shirts. We sold them to teachers. We give them away and we go talk to the middle schools, sell them to the kids and stuff like that.
I know, I want one.
How much are they?
$10.
Only got 5.
I need to get my
only got $5.
2015 shirt too.
I want to buy that one.
The store's closed, isn't it? So. Isn't the school store?
Yeah, school store's closed.
I want to buy it next year. I'm not.
I don't want it next year.
You can buy them all year round.
You could buy
it. We can buy them when we're a senior.
You could buy it next year. I mean, you're still going to be class of 2015 no matter what.
True, true. So, not unless you fail.
Not unless you fail.
Well, I passed all my tests, so.
That doesn't mean anything.
That's I'm not like Ilda. I don't pass all tests, so.
I passed them. I was proud of myself.
It doesn't really, well, yeah, the test kind of mattered, but it was more of what you make on your end of course exam.
Yeah.
Mm.
Sorry, we got into school.
And because even if you don't pass the class, you can do stuff to make it up and actually pass, you know, with your class.
All right, so let's get back to the advertisements. All right, so what do you think about the T-shirts, guys? Do you think that's a good way to promote athletic training? Like where we?
You should give them away to the athletic trainers and sell them to the other people.
But see, the athletic trainers don't need a shirt that says "I Heart PHS Athletic Trainers" because they have so many other athletic training T-shirts. Like Michelle's wearing the G-Heads one, Mariah's wearing the Pasadena Athletic Trainer one, or they'll have the yellow or the pink one. Or
I don't have those.
See, I don't even have one.
But you're not an athletic trainer. You're in the sports.
That's what I'm saying.
You know which one I want? The green one. The
long sleeve green one?
No, I have the short sleeve one. I have the long sleeve one.
Yeah. So again, we do lots of different things, but.
Huh? I think it's a V-neck. Is it a V-neck?
Yeah, it's a girls' cut V-neck and Under Armour type.
Yeah, the Under Armour one. That's the one I want.
All right, so, what do you think? Do you think T-shirts are at all a good way to advertise?
Yeah.
What about when when we take them to middle school? I think Sarah, she's not here today. She actually got one last year, and so she wore it around. Did y'all remember seeing her?
Oh yeah. She wore it. She actually wore it that day. I was like right there whenever they gave it to her. They were like throwing also like cups and balls and stuff. Yeah. So that was a good way to like actually get it out there.
All right. Cool. Then, so obviously, we went to the middle schools. We went to all three middle schools. Last year, we only went to one.
You only went to Jackson?
Yeah.
Last year, we only went to Jackson. This year, we went to Jackson, Queens, and San Jack.
Those are our feeder schools?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we get a couple from sophomore. Not very many, but.
Yeah,
we have sophomore people.
Just a few.
Michelle. All
right, so.
She's sophomore.
I thought you were from Queens.
So what if we had gone to the middle school and not given out any like T-shirts or cups or anything? Do you think it still would have been?
We'd have forgotten about it. We would like forget about it. Like, oh, okay.
Think so?
Yeah.
I think we
would.
If they hadn't actually gone and like actually talked, if the teachers said, oh hey, and now here's some pamphlets and they're for like training next year, I think I just would have put it into my binder and forgot about it all year.
Yeah.
But us coming and talking
exactly
to you.
Exactly, that's what made it more memorable.
And then for Alondra, giving free stuff away because we came was even better.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like when you go watch an
even though I didn't get anything, but yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, the stuff that they throw. What were they talking about? I don't know, but right after he said this, he threw a monkey in the audience.
I got the monkey.
I got a stuffed monkey.
All right, so for the future, what we should do is middle school visits, make sure we take stuff to kind of throw out.
Yeah, like
stuffed monkeys.
Not like for every single person,
right.
But, you know, just something that
like
that they're like, oh, they threw stuff, you know.
All right,
something
very
like
cool,
that.
Very cool. So what do you think about bringing in guest speakers? But that's for the podcast. And so I think what I meant there was, like, when we brought in Mr. Metter, we shared it with them, and they put it on their website, and we put it, you know, the chiropractic college, Texas Chiropractic College, they promoted us as well because, you know, we interviewed one of their people. And so I think for advertisement, you know, that definitely helps getting people to listen to the podcast. and then Facebook, I know.
Oh, yeah. Facebook is a good way, too. For what?
There could actually be like a Facebook page where it's just like it's like one of those like pages where
mm-hmm.
you like it and not just like the ones where you have to friend.
Oh
don't
yeah,
you have one like that, Jackson? Though.
Yeah,
like
I have page. One that's PHS Athletic Training. That's a like page or a fan page, whatever.
Oh okay, yeah, that one. That one's good.
So, I know some of you like it or whatever are a fan of it, and I'm not sure. You know, I'm not an avid Facebooker or. Tweet or anything like that, and I try to stay with it, keep on top of it, so I can continue to communicate. But I know that one of Doc's old trainers, she graduated in like 2002, Crystal Hicks, used to be Crystal Herrera. She is kind of now working on getting some pictures to us, and Katia Neesmith and Elizabeth Velasco Jimenez. Those are old athletic, ex-athletic trainers, and there's a couple more from last year and whatnot. They they're able to connect and stay in touch with us through the Facebook page. So I like that. And then, you know, get they get pictures and comments and that kind of thing. You have any comments on that, Doc?
No, I just think it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool how they in contact. I just wish some of the older ones from, you know,
1990 something?
The 90s and the 80s would connect, but...
Maybe we can search them out. And
yeah, you can actually search them.
Yeah, but searching on Facebook is like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Yeah, because then you have like, because you have like what their last name is, but you don't know if they got married or stuff like that.
Yeah, plus plus looking for somebody, searching doesn't mean that you can actually find them. It depends on how they have their Facebook account set up.
Yeah, yeah, like if you tried looking for me, you ain't find me unless you know my nickname.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, channel everybody.
All right, so this I'm gonna kind of cut you off. This has to be the last thing because I'm about to have to let you guys go to lunch. Have y'all seen the picture wall in the training room?
Yes,
no. Yes.
Oh yeah.
So that's one of the cool things I think
we've done this year. Old trainers.
So anytime you take pictures of an athletic trainer, you know, print it off or email it to us and then bring
it
in, and we can add it up there onto the picture wall. Hopefully, we'll cover up that whole entire section. So
that'd be cool.
All right, so I'm gonna let you guys go, and then we're going to finish up here in just a few minutes.
Bye, you guys. Don't forget about me.
Don't forget.
Later. Yeah, tell them to lock up.
Already?
That was a little distraction. Got a little off base a couple of times with the kids. But.
Yeah, we have one. We have one live viewer now, so I guess Sarah's logged on. Yeah, she's back home. Thanks, babe. Unless it's a commercial break now. All right, so you ready to start back up?
Sure. Fire away.
All right,
I like the picture wall. I love the picture wall. That's why I was just wanting to get some older student trainers to get some old pictures, and then we can add some of the older stuff in there. But the picture wall can just continue on. So,
right, definitely, definitely. And, you know, if we cover up all that, we'll find another wall to start covering up, too. And then, you know,
use the ceiling.
My dad's mom and dad had a wall that had all these pictures of, like, old pictures of family members and stuff like that up there. And I used to love going in there and looking at these old pictures, and so... It's really cool for me to kind of continue on that little idea or tradition. So I love the idea. I just wish it was lower. Ours is up above head level, so you have to look up and crane your neck.
It's above two head levels, I mean, for me. But
all right, so we'll go ahead and continue on with that. So the picture wall is a great idea. You know, like the kids love it. They love to see themselves up there. Of course, we always have to buy parts to fix things. Harbor Freight, if you have one near you, check it out. Harbor Freight is really cool. They got lots of almost the same stuff that a Home Depot or a Lowe's would, except for it's almost always cheaper. And if you shop there once, I'm sure they'll send you coupons. They always get coupons, like every week in the mail or in the newspaper. They have a little coupon printout, 20% off, or all this other stuff, real cheap.
Yeah, if you're wanting to find something, go there first and see what they have before you go to Home Depot and Lowe's. I mean,
or you can check them out online.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not exactly sure how exact the catalog online is to the catalog in the store, but you can at least get an idea online instead of trying to drive to find one. So Harbor Freight, a really cool, less expensive resource than, you know, like Home Depot or Lowe's, and they have more or less the same stuff.
Yep.
We talked about this, I'm sure, more than once. Auto Tech, Auto Body, those guys have done great work here. You know, welding, if you have some sort of welding class.
And we only got them for a couple more years, so.
Yep. So real quick, just to brag on our guys at Auto Tech, you know, I've taken my truck over there to get a tire fixed. It's actually over there right now getting the oil changed. So for the price of $24, which is the cost of the oil and the filter, I'm getting my oil changed instead of, you know, $60 or whatever it is at Jiffy Lube. So those guys get a little bit of experience. My old truck gets an oil change.
Yeah.
I save a pretty penny. It's all good. they've done lots of repairs on the golf cart, but new shocks. And then just recently we had a problem where the cage that held the batteries on the golf cart was rusted out and the batteries were falling and it was not good.
Corroding and so, out. It was more like a battery acid corroding out. So
yeah, so they went and fixed that up. They welded it up pretty solid, repainted it, made it look good there. And it should be good to last for a while. So
They may have to work on the outer ones. Hopefully before they leave. Hopefully yeah. We can get that fixed before they, you know, if they crowd out some more, we can get the outer batteries. They did the inside ones since the golf cart holds, what, 6 batteries. So that's a lot of batteries. So
yeah, so again, Auto Tech, Auto Body, Auto Shop, or welding, you know, use those, make friends with those teachers and use those because a lot of times, you know, half of those kids over there are athletes anyways. And so, you know, they're wanting to help you out and, you know, they're people that you can trust or you can trust.
Yeah, because Auto Body, they repaired my wife's car. My brother-in-law took his truck over there. So, I mean, and they just work for, you know, all it costs is the parts and what it costs to the materials and, you know, the kids do the work, you know. And if it's a big thing, all you got to do is just take them some pizza or whatever and the kids are happy. Cookies or whatever, the kids are happy. Or that's what I do. So
yeah, there you go. Yeah, I know last year, or maybe it was the year before, I took them like a brisket or something I had smoked, but I haven't done much large cooking like that, so I didn't have anything to take them this year. But again, use the resources at your school. This year, I have become more familiar with Google Docs, and on Google Docs you can do a form. So it's basically like a survey. You can send out a link to the website and people go to this website, fill out the form, and then it reports, you know, it reports the responses in Excel type format in Google Docs for you, so you can see everybody's response to your questions. You can have multiple choice, you can have select as many as apply, you can have short answer, you can have long answer, all kind of things like that. And so it was really cool for me to do a survey about the sports medicine course and the sports medicine broadcast from the student's perspective. And, you know, I got good answers, honest answers, you know, kids saying, you know, I didn't really like this, or I wish we hadn't have done this, or, you know, I wish we did do this, instead of like, just trying to be a pleaser. There was really good, honest answers. And I think, I have no idea where I heard it, but, you know, asking for criticism and, you know, receiving that criticism openly is a sign of like good leadership, because you're not afraid of hearing something that might hurt your feelings. You know, you're wanting to improve and change and meet the demands. And so
yeah, you're wanting to grow. You're wanting to grow and, you know, improve.
Right. And so I think that's kind of what we're doing is, you know, I always want to improve this. And I'm the type of person where it's, you know, I could have done better. You know, it's not quite good enough, or it's not as good as I would want it, and, you know, that kind of thing. And so I'm always wanting to be a little bit better or improve. And if you're interested in taking the survey, I can email it to you if you email me. So I was going to read some of those, but we're already running kind of long. Any other tips, tricks you learned this year?
Not this year.
All right, so the one thing that I put in there from Dr. Wise, he was from the Texas Chiropractic College, he said, make sure your patients know, or your clients or your athletes know, what is expected of them the next day and what the goal is, so that when they come in tomorrow, they know what they're supposed to be doing. One, so they can be kind of a self-starter, but two, more importantly, so they have a reason to come back. So if they just say, okay, well, we're going to do treatments for a couple weeks and hopefully you'll get better. Well, no, we're going to this week. Our goal is to get the swelling out. Next week, our goal is to, you know, get you walking normal. The week after that, our goal is to get you running and jumping. And so, you know, give them details.
Especially through the weekend.
Yeah. And so lay out a plan for them. You know, say, here's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Now do it. And that way they know where they're supposed to be. You know where they're supposed to be. And they are clear on the instructions. So... anything else on that?
No, that's good. I like that.
All right, so...
I forgot about what Barry said, so I kind of forgot that until you brought it back into mind. Thanks, Jeremy.
That's what I do. one of the things that my wife and I use, she has a smartphone and so do I. So we use Cozy, C-O-Z-I. It's a family calendar app. So it has like, you can put grocery lists on there, family calendar so that you can see that. So like if Bill and I didn't have Outlook where we could share our calendars, then we could put all of our stuff onto Cozy and I can mark certain stuff so that he can see it and, you know, certain stuff so my wife can see it. And so, you know, if you have a coworker where you don't have a shared calendar, you know, that's a good possibility because you can see it on your phone, you can see it on your computer. I'm sure if you had a iPad or any sort of tablet like that, you could see it on there too. Obviously there's the free version and then there's the upgraded version where it doesn't have any ads and that kind of thing, but it works really well for what we do. And so if you don't have Outlook or a way to share your work calendar, then use something like Cozy and then you know kind of what each other's doing and when you're off and when you, when there's games and that kind of thing. So a useful, helpful app that I've found. You got
That's
any
a good one.
Any other, how about you got any apps that you found this year that are real good?
No.
No?
No. Just started with the new Android phone, so I'm still learning on it, so.
All right.
I didn't search them on the BlackBerry that much, so the apps.
Yeah. All right, so we, with that, we're not going to be able to do the anything with students because they're already gone. Any final parting thoughts for the year? Summer plans? I know you got big summer plans. Why don't you give us like a 2-second version there?
Disney World.
That's about 2 seconds. So you're going to Disney World that first week. We're back for on work.
I know.
Taking a big family vacation, so pretty excited for you. And if I had the opportunity to do the same, then I would be exactly where you are. So I'd be going there too.
And so. I'd be covering for you.
Exactly. So that's a good part of about working with somebody is you always got somebody to cover you. And, you know, since Bill and I have a pretty similar mindset, we're going to take care of our family first, then, you know, we understand that kind of thing happens.
Yeah.
So
we cover for each other when emergencies come up and we fix it so we don't bog ourselves down all the time. So
yep.
The luxury of our district allowing us to make our own schedules pretty much within reason.
Yep. All right. So Bill's going to bring us the thanks and supporters.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Of course, we want to mention the people that have supported us. You got the PHS or PISD Education Foundation, which has given us or allowed us to get some grants, and they've been nice to award us with these grants because Jeremy can write the grants, but it doesn't mean they're going to allow us or award us any money, but they have. So they've allowed our sports medicine course to get some nice teaching tools and this podcast equipment so we can teach kids, and we can also allow access for other people to use this information. So hopefully we are. And also Memorial Hermann for our last three guests and general support in our sports medicine. And hopefully in the future we can get Dr. Crumby back in next year. So, and we might be able to get some others. We might be able to get some neurologists to come in and a few other types of doctors.
Yeah, I'm sure
our plans,
this is just the beginning of what I would foresee as a great relationship with Memorial Hermann, so.
Yeah. Bubba will help line us up with some people.
Yep.
I already got a couple in line that I'm thinking about, so.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'll have to show you later where we can put some notes, and that way, because I have a list of ideas, too, so remind me. All right, so this is our final tip before the summer break, and since it is, I would like to say live each day. Don't say, I'll be happy when this happens or that happens. Those days will never be enough. So if you say, I'll be happy when this year's over, well, then what are you going to do? You're going to have to start again. You're going to have to get another job. I'll be happy when, you know, I finally graduate college. I'll be happy when. Those days will never be enough. They're never going to come. So live for today. Live today. And if you're married, take that clue to live today and do something special for your spouse. So flowers, card, take them to lunch, write them a love letter, sing them a song if that's what you do. I don't know, maybe if you're a video person, you can make them a short video or a scavenger hunt, or you can search out crossword puzzle makers and make a crossword puzzle online. Do something today that says, I love you.
Yeah. Whether it's a short text or, you know, an e-card or...
Yeah, and with that, make sure it's not, hey, babe, I love you, what's for dinner? Make sure it's, I just wanted to say, I love you. There's no motive behind this other than to show you that you're important.
Yeah.
All right, so Bill, are you, you have some words of wisdom?
You pretty much the...
Copy what I just said?
Now, pretty much what you just said is very good words of wisdom that I need to stress to work hard on, get busy at work and everything, and then, you know, forget to check my phone or whatever and find I get a text from my wife and I haven't seen it, or, you know, those types of things. And I agree with Jeremy. It's very important to take care of the most important person in your life. So, you know, that's living person that's in your life. You know, of course, God is the most important person, but your spouse is very important. So always take care of them and always make sure that they're special.
All right, and with that, if you want to contact us, you can check out our website, www.pasadenaisd.org/phs/athletic training. You can watch live or listen live. We can't watch yet because I haven't ordered the webcam. almost every Wednesday on Ustream. Usually it's about 10 o'clock, but we'll see next year. This, you know, times and schedules could change. But if you follow us on Ustream, then it'll send you an event, a reminder saying that's when we're on, or you follow me on Twitter. I usually post, you know, hey, we're going live in an hour, that kind of thing. And then until we get the chat feature unlocked, then we're going to have to do the chat on todaysmeet.com/sportsmedicinebroadcast. So that's todaysmeet.com/sportsmedicinebroadcast. You can see some of our past conversation. It kind of, it'll all stay up there. It stays up for about 12 months now. That's the way I set it up. So ustream.tv and then search Sports Medicine Broadcast, or todaysmeet.com/sportsmedicinebroadcast to join the site conversation.
Or you can follow us on Twitter at PHS Sports Med, and Jeremy updates that pretty regularly. So I'm not the big Twitter person, but I might get to it someday. Google Plus, PHS Athletic Training, facebook.com/PHS Athletic Training. Or if you want to talk to us personally on the phone, you can call us at the office phone, which is 713-740-0310, extension 01312, and someone will return your phone call.
And, of course, then I got to mention the app. If you want to download the app PHS Athletic Training, which is only on Android, check that out if you want. Again, still limited edition. Or if you would like to call in and join the conversation at any time, I believe you can call PHS Trainers on Skype. So if you go on Skype and find the name PHS Trainers, I'm not sure if I have to approve your friend or your call first. So if you want to give it a try sometime during the broadcast, then feel free. Other than that, for Jeremy, Bill, Sports Medicine One, all of our guests this year, that's a wrap. We'll be right back.